K-State Nation, it is game time, baby. Eddie Greer, another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University out there west, 2 hours out, just about. I should know what it is. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to this Wednesday episode preview tonight. K-State baseball takes center stage in the Phillips 66 Big 12 Championship Tournament. And first up, Houston. We talked about a little bit about that earlier this week. Again, that episode should be already out wherever you listen to your podcast, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is. Make sure you go ahead and add this K-State podcast. Go ahead to your collection of K-State podcasts. And again, Globe Life Field, Arlington, Texas, where this is going to go down. This is going to be a single now, obviously, if this was the original format of 12 teams that we've seen it, it's usually it's a double elimination. But given the addition of all these teams in the last two seasons, I know I said this over there on that episode, and I'll say it again to remind y'all, for those of you new, especially those of you who are new to this podcast, or that don't keep up with baseball that much, this is a single elimination. So, winner of this game between K-State tonight and Houston will take on TCU. So, but K-State finished the regular season 31-23, 17-13 in the conference, while Houston 29-24 this season with a 12-17 record in conference play, backing up the K-State 17 conference wins. Most in the conference, in K-State history, they said that. So we'll see what happens. They have a little more momentum, obviously, but that's out the window now. That's out the window. It is a one-game playoff now here. And for K-State, I think they need to go deep in this thing. They need to go deep here, given the fact they lost 2 of 3 in the regular season series finale against Cincinnati. It's going to be playing earlier today, so you avoid an early game, which K-State, for whatever reason, just has struggled. Now you get the primetime game. Oh, by the way, 8 o'clock tonight, first pitch, a little bit after 8. I am not sure. Now, again, I'm not sure. I might push this. I might, the Podbean app bonus episode, myself and Alex Aiden, I might have to push that back towards tomorrow. We'll have to see. And even if K-State wins tonight, which, again, hopefully they do, because they took 2 of 3 from Houston early in this, like a month ago or so, in Manhattan, Kansas. So, given the fact that I have a short work week, so might move that over to Thursday. And, yeah, so we'll see about, we'll see how it all shakes out when we get towards the end of the work day, anyways, there as well. Houston, K-State's opponent is the 11th seed there. and look, thank you to the stat sheet here. In that series against Houston, 24-13 in all aspects, really, K-State should have swept this team. Because so they will send K-State, PT Hughes will send Jacob Frost on the mound, who is getting all Big 12 honorable mention and recognition. He will start tonight there, and it looks like here we have some postseason award watches here. So you have Jacob Frost, and not that we're dismissing that, but of course Frost's on the mound. Seth Dardar, James Gaillette. Well, actually, this is regular season postseason honor. So it looks like Seth Dardar, James Gaillette earned honorable mention in the Big 12. Max Martin, Keegan O'Connor were on the second team All Big 12, and AJ Iskovasko earn a spot on the all-freshman team there as well. So a little bit of fast-forward a little bit there here in the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer. So what was that? How many was that? Six? Yeah, six cats got recognized there for the regular season efforts there. But more importantly now, your team won playoff. It's a one-game situation now. So you win, you play TCU, a team that K-State not upset early on the season, when this was quote unquote not conference game, like, what are you talking about? TCU's in the same conference there as well. But anyways, Houston, I digress about that situation, but Houston will send righty Paul Schmidt tonight with a 4-5 record, 5.37 ERA on the mound. Jacob Frost, 1-3. That is misleading. That is misleading. And especially with this ERA of 5.16 in the regular season this year, because K-State has failed the offense. That's going to be the key here, the offense down here. And now, remember, also, I mentioned this in the K-State, in the only baseball episode up until this point, anyways, this week, that K-State is, I believe, if I remember correct, saying this, undefeated in the state of Texas. So you got that going for you as well. Look, you beat the 3-ranked teams early in the season in this very ballpark. This was not the Big 12 championship I'm talking about. This is TCU. I mentioned this again. You upset Arkansas for the second straight year in a regular season game this time. Not a super regional, or actually a regional. Yeah, a regional game. And then you upset Michigan. So now you turn around, you're going right back to where you, so obviously you have a lot of momentum right there as well. So we'll see what happens. Obviously the winner, TCU is the third seed. And again, reminder, West Virginia, the number one seed, has got to play at the lunch hour tomorrow. Arizona, the fourth seed. I'm bouncing all over the place here. It's not in order, but number two seed, Kansas. And of course, TCU awaits the winner of this matchup between your Cats. And the Houston Cougars there. So a single elimination game there as well. K-State again, folks, the sixth seed. Let's remind people that they are the sixth seed heading in to tonight's matchup, to this tournament anyways, here tonight down there in Arlington, Texas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer preview tonight. And of course, we'll have a postcast. So hopefully we can get it on a run here. And hopefully it won't be the last postcast, because again, K-State was on the bubble. If you lose tonight, I think we're done as far as that goes. Again, I feel like we had the same record last year at this moment in time, 31-23, and I think we got out of the first round. I can't remember. Again, all these baseball pods between football, golf, and all that, they all mess together by now there as well. Maxis Martin led the offense in hitting in the batting average this year of .337 there. Seth Dardar right behind him with a .327 batting average there. Keegan O'Connor .324. AJ Gavasco also hit over 300 this year, .306. Four K-State batters right there. O'Connor, 16 bombs this year, tied a school season record there. The pitching staff boasting an over 5.5 ERA, to be exact, 5.66 ERA there as well. So, this offense, it's one game elimination, has to show up tonight. And you're going against a team that you beat 2-3, which in reality should have swept them. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see what happens for sure tonight as well. So 8 o'clock. It's a little bit after that as well. This game is going to be on ESPN2, ESPN. If you have the ESPN Plus app, go ahead and get that right now. ESPN2, looks like they'll have that as well. Greg Moreland, Greg Sundell will have the call. And on the radio, of course, Brian Smoller, Matt Walters on the K-State Sports Network carry this. And you can also listen to them online on kstatesports.com to follow all the action. So K-State look to make some noise in this Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament tonight. Hey, it's got to start tonight. You got to try to get on a run here. Especially, you know, losing 2-3 to Cincinnati did not help your case here. So, again, if you lose, if you go 1-done, I think your season's done for the season. Hopefully not. Hopefully K-State baseball can get on some type of run here. Of course, we'll have a postcast. However, for K-State baseball goes, head coach Pete Hughes and company, we will, as per usual, we'll got you covered here on the Purple Project Podcast. What did you catch? Wherever you listen to your podcast, folks, again, go ahead and hit that alarm bell every time we upload content daily. You'll be first to know, notified about it. I mentioned Podbean in this episode again, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Myself and Alex Aim, Greir, number 3 EDID Apostrophe S Podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this preview round one of the Phillips and Six Big 12 tournament here on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State Houston 6 versus number 11. Tonight, can K-State get past Houston? The winner takes on TCU, the third seed of this tournament. Alex Ains, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a bright, shiny Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.